Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte, your interim superintendent of schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today on the podcast and radio program, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about one of my very favorite activities. My guest is laughing because she knows it's one of my favorites. We're going to talk about the Haywood County Schools Foundation Spring Bingo. My special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere. She is the executive director of the Haywood County Schools Foundation and wears a few other hats for us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you being on. These programs are fun to do. I'm sure they sound very similar, but we're talking about the same kinds of things every time, what's going to happen that night and when and where and how much the ticket cost and all those other kinds of things. But it's just a great, fun community activity that brings money to the foundation to be used in our classroom. So let's just start with Ms. Valliere with sort of the history and background of bingo.
It is so really fun, and lots of people enjoy bingo, and for that reason the foundation board decided to do two bingos a year. So we have a spring and a fall. So this one that we're talking about today is our spring bingo, and it's going to be our 12th year doing bingos. So we're excited. People, it's just a fun night that doesn't take all day. It's just a few hours of fun, not very expensive, and we raise a lot of money, and it's for a good cause.
Yeah, I think the only time I didn't play was one year I had a kidney stone. Ooh. And I still went for about 30 minutes and then left. So it's that good. It'll make you go even if you have a kidney stone. Yeah.
So this year it's on Saturday, April the 21st at 6 o'clock at the Canton Armory. Now, we start calling at 6 o'clock, but the doors will open about 4:30, and you can get your table close or far away, however you like to see it.
Yeah, you want to be there early because most of the people sit in groups by school or by, you know, friends, and some people bring, like, good luck charms. Some people use our daubers. Some people bring their own daubers.
You're right.
It's a pretty good social event, and you can get food and all that kind of stuff, too. Really good food. You can get that starting, you know, like an hour before we start calling.
Yep. So our we have a schedule of games, 20 games. And so it's 20 games for $20. And we have regular games, 1 through 4, 6 through 9. Those are regular games. But then we have, every fifth game, we have a special game. So the fifth game is either a P or a T for Pisco Tuscola. And then the 10th game is the other one, and then we have on our 20th game a coverall, and you get if you cover the whole board within 54 calls, it's $1,000 cash prize. So
and even if
it
you
goes
don't,
pretty quick too, yeah. we go pretty quick. We do take one little break at the 10th game, so people can, you know, use the restroom or get more concession stands or whatever they want, but it goes pretty quick through those games.
And even if you don't cover the whole board, it's a ton of fun, and there are neat prizes for each one. So you were, you know, when we started planning the podcast, we one of the things that we talked about, including, was just talking about some of the prizes. They're neat.
They are. Every game, has a prize value of at least $110. And then our special games, 5, 10, 15, and 20, are usually around $200 to $300. And then our, like I said before, the 20th game is $1,000 cash prize, or if someone doesn't get the board covered within 54 calls, it's a $300 cash prize. So most of the prizes are made up of gift cards to various businesses, restaurants, and shops around Haywood County. And we do have some actual prizes, like we usually get something from High Country Style that may be a purse or a scarf or earrings. And Seven Silver Seas usually gives us a nice little gift basket full of things from their store, but the majority are gift cards. Yeah. So.
And which makes them really convenient, mm-hmm. you know, because you can take them at your leisure and use them.
Right.
And go out to eat or get an oil change or just a real right. variety.
We try to group them together cards. By, you know, something that you would, if one person gets that prize, they're probably going to use everything in that. If
right.
it's, you know, it might be a movie pass and a dinner pass and, you know, something along that lines that go together.
Yeah, or an oil change and a discount at a hardware store. And
right.
something
and a
like
gas
that.
Card or yeah, something
and a gas
like
card,
that.
Which is yeah. really, really neat.
Exactly.
So we could not do our major fundraising activities for the foundation without the foundation board members who are good and faithful servants.
Yes,
they just
are. Very much.
And also without individual sponsors for events. So do you want to talk about who really makes all this happen for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. And we are very fortunate in our community to have those that will give back to the schools and the students and the teachers in the form of sponsorships. And what's interesting is lots of businesses or individuals like to sponsor specific events. And so for bingo, we have sponsors just for bingo. This year we have Brittany Supply. They're always a sponsor
mm-hmm.
For bingo. Champion Credit Union, Marty Sohovich, who is an Edward Jones financial advisor. He is always a faithful sponsor of bingo. Tom Posey is a sponsor of bingo, the Maggie Valley Country Club. And the list goes on and on of sponsors. If anyone wants to be a sponsor, what we do is we put their logo up on our PowerPoint that plays during the first hour and a half of bingo, and then it's on every placemat that every
mm-hmm.
every bingo player sees. So you get a little bit of advertisement with that sponsorship.
And it's well-deserved,
mm-hmm.
well-deserved sponsorship.
Absolutely.
And again, thank you to the foundation board members who were there, and, you know, they clean tables and count, help verify that people have bingoed,
yeah,
and sell concessions and
run prizes.
Just
clean up. And
just really, you know, yeoman's work. And then I guess the last thing that we want to talk about, which is really the whole purpose of having the spring bingo, or the primary purpose, because there is just fun in being there, but, you know, how the money's used to support our school system.
Right. Every penny that we raise in all of our fundraisers, Mardi Gras, bingo, whatever it may be, 100% of that goes back into the schools, students, and employees. And because of our sponsors, we're able to do that. So for bingo, we typically spend that on teacher classroom grants or employee grants, and we'd spend it on retention and recruitment efforts. So this year, with our fall bingo, that happened in August of 2017, we were able to sponsor our beginning teachers. There were 20, I think there were 27 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave each of them $100 that they don't even have to use back in their class, because chances are they've already spent
right.
way over $100 on classroom materials. So that was one of the things that we do and will continue to do. And then, of course, we always have our Needy Children's Fund that we need to use from time to time for various things for one of the students in the 15 schools.
Okay. Well, as always, I want to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
We'll come back shortly and talk about, what's our next program going to be about?
Partners in Education.
Partners in Education, that's right. We'll come back shortly and do that.
I do want to say one more thing. If you want a bingo ticket, because you can get yours ahead of time, you can call the foundation office at 456-2400, and we will reserve you some tickets.
Right.
$20 games for $20.
Right, per ticket. Some
that's right.
I always get like at least two.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hope to see you all at the Spring Foundation Bingo. As always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.